This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:08. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Just wonderful.
That's good.
Yeah, I was thinking about being better, but I don't know how I could.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got our guests here.
Yes.
Smarten us up.
Yes.
If that's possible.
Debatable. Debatable.
It's debatable, yeah. We just got done with an election
on a
now.
Scale
Come on.
Of a scale of 1 to 10, we're probably somewhere in the lower
before,
5.
Before we introduce our guests, we've got to give our clerk and recorder here, Sandy Lighthizer, kudos and congratulations. The ballots here in Montgomery County fit the machine. Everything went smooth here. I know our sister county in Macoupin, that wasn't the case. But congratulations to Sandy and her crew on a well-trained job with everything last night.
Yeah, it's it's amazing some of the glitches that can come up and you know, mess up an election. It's something as simple as a ballot being too wide to go into the machine to count the votes.
And that was a major problem in Illinois last night. But kudos to Sandy and her crew last night for making everything smooth, and everything went well last night, so which is good. Our guests today on the Wednesday Talk Show is Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson. They're from Lincoln Land Community College. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
No problem. We're going to have our conversations with them right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week is Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson. They're from Lincoln Land Community College. And who wants to start? Tisha, let's start with you first. Grab the microphone. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Tell us a little bit about Lincoln Land and everything about the college.
Well, Lincoln Land has a big job to do. As a community college, we try to promote community events as well as classes. So right now is a very busy time for us. We have numerous community events planned for the spring. We also are gearing up for our summer and fall classes already. So our open registration for summer and fall will begin Wednesday, April the 25th. So any interested students should be thinking about taking their assessment test. They should be thinking about filling out scholarship applications. They should be thinking about filling out their FAFSA, which is an application for financial aid. And we'll touch on those topics a little bit in just a little bit more in just a minute. So I'm going to actually turn it over to Leslie and let her talk about what to expect during an advising meeting. She is our academic advisor at Lincoln Land in Litchfield. So, Leslie.
Thanks, Tisha. Like Tisha said, I'm the full-time academic advisor, so any incoming and returning students who are wishing to take credit classes at Lincoln Land will have the opportunity to meet with me. During an advising meeting, you can discuss degrees with me, whether that is nursing or psychology or any of our occupational programs like auto body. We can discuss what you can actually do with that program, and then how to actually be a successful college student. You know, attending classes, taking notes, we'll kind of review that information so that way you are successful at Lincoln Land.
And I know this for a fact, Lincoln Land, that's a great option mm-hmm. to go to get the gen eds out of the way. I know there's some high schools that have programs that you can obtain college credit mm-hmm. for that. But this is a way, especially with the tough economy, the way it is, it's a cheaper alternative to get maybe the gen eds out of the way, and then if everything goes back to normal financially, then you can make your decision accordingly, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Some of our students, like you said, are high school students that are taking dual credit classes in the high school to get a early start on their college career. And there's also students who might take one or two classes before transferring to another college or university. But a large portion of our students do get their associate's degree, which is about 60 credit hours with Lincolnland. Students can take almost all their classes at the Litchfield site, or they can take some supplemental classes online or at the main campus, which is in Springfield off Toronto Road.
Let's talk about the Litchfield campus. What is offered at the campus? I know that campus is a tremendous asset to the city of Litchfield because I know being on the news side, if there's a major city council meeting, the auditorium is will always be used. I know the Chamber of Commerce uses the auditorium quite a bit for night of networking, so on and mm-hmm. so forth. But what classes are offered at the Litchfield campus?
Mostly at the Litchfield campus, we offer general ed courses, so your speech, your composition, your math classes. We also offer some electives, so somebody interested in business or accounting or computers, we offer a wide variety of those classes. And, you know, we also have an education site at Hillsborough Hospital, too, Tobin, so that is another advantage, another location that you can attend right here in your backyard. Mostly at Hillsborough, we are offering our allied health programs. There's associate degree or RN classes offered over there, as well as CNA and LPN classes. So those are also very popular classes.
If I wish to enroll in some courses at Lincolnland and I come to visit you, mm-hmm. what do I need to bring with me in line of preparation for you to talk to me about what I want to do and if it's feasible and what have you?
Well, all you need to bring it are potentially some ideas of what you are interested in. We can have you fill out an application while you're there at our site. It will just take you a couple minutes, and we will get you started on with assessment testing if you have to do that. If students don't have a 22 or higher on your sub scores in reading, math, and science, then you'll have to take an assessment test.
Subscores, okay. I mean SAT or what?
ACT.
ACT, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Once I have everything's out of the way and I've enrolled in Lincolnland, approximately, I'm speaking of a weekly basis, how many hours of class would I be attending, or does this vary for different people because of their work schedule or whatever? How is this handled?
Yeah, it does vary. There are some of our students who just take one class, which will be either around 3 hours per week at our site. And there are some students who take around 15 or 18 credit hours. So it would be approximately 15, 18 hours per week in the classroom. So it just varies on what students' schedules are like and what their career goals are as to how many hours are in class per week.
Are there courses that they can take maybe online through Lincolnland at their own convenience, at their own home?
Yes, there are. Lincolnland does offer a lot of online options. Some of the general education class, like our composition, our psychology, there's even an astronomy class online that students can take. They can either work on that at home, or we also have computer access at the Litchfield site in order for them to have access to computers, and they can work from there if they choose to do that.
And, of course, we were mentioning open registration is coming up soon mm-hmm. for the summer and fall sessions. It's hard to believe you're already bringing up fall again.
I know.
Are you kidding me? And that starts up on the 25th. And then one thing we want to touch base on is, and I'm just looking here at my notes here, watch the forward. Tish, if you want to tell us a little bit about this.
The forward is Lincolnland's, it's a magazine, but it also includes the course schedule in it, Tobin. So be looking for that in your mailboxes. It should be hitting them, everybody in our district, at the beginning of April. So it's a great source to, you know, like Uncle Ralph asked, what should I prepare or how should I prepare for meeting an advisor? All that information is listed in the forward. All of the classes that Lincolnland is offering as a whole college will be listed in there, days, times. Some of the courses even have the instructors listed. So, and also in the Ford, it contains academic courses, so the credit-bearing courses, and it also contains just non-academic courses, so our classes that we offer for personal enrichment. So it's a great, great resource if you're interested in Lincoln Land Community College. Lots of great information in it, so be watching for that.
With everything going on, we touched on this earlier with the economy and that enrollment at Lincoln Land, is it up? Is it pretty much consistent or steady as it was last year?
Well, last year we actually had a spike in enrollment, and that's due to some economic factors, some factories closing. There was some Workforce Investment Act money out there, which enticed students to go back to school. However, we are more in line with 2 years ago. So we are consistently with 2 years. We just had that little spike, and we're back to normal right now.
Okay. One thing, and we touched on this earlier, that Uncle Ralph, you and I have talked about, I think is the future of education, and you guys are doing this, is what you're doing with Hillsborough Area Hospital with the classroom teaching for that combines both Hillsborough and Litchfield, and I think Panhandle and Nokomis are a part of this too. I think that's the direction education is probably going to go. And tell us a little bit about this program, because this is very, very neat.
It's a distance learning program. So yeah, it is great. We even were able at one point to connect students at our Jacksonville licensed practical nursing program with the instructor at Hillsborough. So I think you're right. I think online distance ed is going to be the future of community colleges. And so we're already headed in that direction here at Lincoln Land. So it's going to be interesting to see how this change actually plays out.
And how has the response been from that? Are the kids actually doing well in these courses? Are they, obviously, they're learning.
Yeah.
But are they responding well to this?
Yeah. I think our average age, our mode age of our students here is about 19, I think, Tobin. So our students are very technology they're very technology literate, so it doesn't seem to be a problem with them. I know our online classes are usually the first to fill up, so if they're interested in taking those classes, open registration is that date's very important. April 25th, they need to get in here and get registered, because those are our popular classes, so we don't want them to fill up on them.
I think that makes you and I right in line. I believe we've been referred to as being illiterate.
I said literate, Uncle Ralph.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Well, let's move on up the ladder a little bit, and I'm a high school graduate, and I want to look more at going to Springfield and going to Lincoln Land as a full-time student. How do I have to prep myself for that, or when should I start prepping myself in my high school career towards this?
Well, we always say you should always start working on your goals as soon as you kind of realize those goals. And I know the guidance counselors around here are doing a good job of talking with the students to see what they're interested in. And it's always a good idea to visit the colleges and universities and talk to people in the field that are what you want to do later on in life. So if you want to be an accountant, go talk to somebody who is a CPA or an accountant right now, to talk with them to see what it's actually like to do their job full-time. It might sound great on paper, but it's always good to get their real-life experiences.
But realistically, Leslie, you're talking about a kid, let's say 17, 18. How many of those kids really know what they want to do? I mean, I will admit I was one of the exceptions. I knew probably back when I was a freshman in high school that I wanted to go into radio or something in the media.
Right.
But realistically, that's a hard decision for those kids to make.
It is a hard decision, but we do have students that come meet me in an advising session who know exactly what they want to do. They have thought about it. They've talked to their parents. They've talked to friends and family, somebody in the field, and they know they're dead set. This is what they're going to do. For those other students who don't necessarily know what they want to do, those are part of the general education classes. They can take an introduction to criminal justice class in order to see if that might be a good avenue for them to pursue. If they say criminal justice is not for me, mm-hmm. that's perfectly fine. They can get a grade in that class, and that can help them towards their associate's degree at Lincoln Land. And they could potentially take a, you know, introduction to sociology class to see if that is a better fit for them. So the good thing about Lincoln Land is we're not saying you have to go into a certain field just because you take a class. That's what working with me as an academic advisor, I can give students options and let them know what is kind of out there. And so they will have to do some work on their end to talk with people and get to know.
When you go ahead.
And maybe not knowing exactly what you're going to do, but, you know, if you have a general idea. So, you know, you want to go into an allied health program, but you're not sure whether you want to be an occupational therapist or an RN. Or compared to, you know, maybe you want to be an accountant, as long as you kind of know whether it's business or health related could help, because then, you know, if you're leaning towards a health occupation, then, you know, you want to take more biology and human anatomy classes compared to if you were leaning towards business management or accounting something. So not that you have to know exactly, but maybe a general idea would be helpful.
And those are tough degrees, biology and accounting and all that. I'm getting a headache just thinking about that. But I mean, Leslie, if you have a student come in and say, hey, I'm interested, I guess in the interview process, you probably get an idea of what that person would probably be a fit for, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
You've been doing this a while, that I think you would probably know that if you just met a person for the first time that, okay, I think this will be good for you or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they give me some clues as to, we start talking about math and they tell me, I don't like math. Then we know that engineering or certain other degree,
accounting's out.
Yeah. Right. Yep. There are certain degrees that say, okay, well, let's not look at those right now. Let's look at what you're good at and what you'd be a good fit for.
Right.
And some students, they're just, you know, absolutely great. They're go-getters. Our Lincoln Land students are just great because they want to learn. They want to figure out what is a good fit for them, and they'll just keep exploring until they find that.
And let's talk a little bit about upcoming events, because I know, especially the Litchfield campus, and we touched on this earlier in the show, it gets used quite a bit, and whoever wants to do this, let's run over a couple of events coming up at the Litchfield campus.
Okay. We actually have Carolyn Owen Summer. She is a watercolor artist. She's actually going to have an art show, have her work up between March 28th and April 28th at the Litchfield site. We are going to have an opening reception just to welcome her work. She'll be there from 5 to 6:30, and she will actually have an artist talk at 5:45. So this is a great opportunity. If people are free that night, we'd love to have you out. We're going to have appetizers and some local wine for people. If, of course, they're of age, Uncle Ralph, you're more than welcome to come.
Yeah, wait a minute here.
With us. Tobin, you can come too.
I think you tell me I'm old.
No, you're saying I'm not of age.
Right. Yeah, well.
You are.
So that's a great, and then if someone's not free that night to come out, you can actually just come to our site 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or until 5 on Friday, mm-hmm. to just walk around and explore her work. So we're just trying to bring a little bit of culture and diversity to Litchfield, and it's a great opportunity for us.
And then you've got an electronics recycling drive on April 22nd, part of Earth Week.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate Earth Week by having an electronics, a recycling drive for electronics. So there will be more information on our website, llcc.edu/Litchfield. But, we're asking people, if you have a TV or an old radio or an old cell phone that you'd like to get rid of, just bring it on out. We'd be happy to take it off your hands for you.
You were speaking of the lady with her arts and the availability of these for people to come and look at. Let's look at another angle. What if I'm shopping, so to speak, for a place to take some courses and stuff, what's available for me to just come out there and say to you, hey, I would just want to walk around and look what you got here and what's available. Is this available on a regular daily basis, or how would I go about, should I call somebody before I come and make an appointment, or how you know.
If you want to meet with me and have an official academic advising, we do ask for appointments just because I'm not in the office every single moment of every day. So you can call 217.
You got to eat sometime.
Yes, I do. And have to go to radio shows.
That's right.
Sometimes.
Yeah. That's
right.
You can call 217-324-2090. If you are just wanting some just general information, you can, of course, come out, walk around, and someone at our front desk will be able to answer some questions for you as well.
All right. And of course, visit the website, too.
Yes, of course.
And what's the website?
www.llcc.edu/Litchfield.
Come on, Leslie. Come on. No.
She's in charge of the website, so
Are you really?
Her do that.
I maintain the Litchfield and Naylorville website, yes.
Outstanding.
See our Facebook page, so please like us.
Yes, if you see any errors, typos, contact Tisha.
Oh, you're on Facebook, too?
We are on Facebook, yes. Our main campus has a page. A lot of our student organizations have a page. All of our off-site locations, so Jacksonville, Beardstown, Litchfield, Taylorville, we all have pages. Yeah.
Are you on Twitter too?
You know, I have not taken the Twitter plunge yet, but yeah.
Are you on the diving board about ready to
plunge? I think so, yeah. I need to.
Are you climbing up the steps to the board?
I'm probably still climbing, to be honest with you, Tobin.
It's a pretty big jump.
I hear that.
Well, I think this is a great opportunity, ladies, for young people in this area and even some older people may be looking at changing the direction of their career. And the opportunity is there, and I think it's great that we have a facility like Lincoln Line here in our area that makes us available to about anyone who wants to go for it.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, young students who are wanting a change in career, and even students who are 65 years and older can get free tuition. So you will have to pay some fees, but you do not have to worry about paying tuition. So that's a really nice option for people 65 and older.
Leslie, Tisha, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming out here and talking with us a little bit about Lincoln Land Community College. As we come to a close, we've got a little over a minute left. A couple other events going on the Litchfield campus, Central Illinois Community Blood Center. They've got a blood drive on April 17th. That's always a good cause. The Litchfield Chamber Expo will be held on the 19th. And then you'll have cancer screenings with something Uncle Ralph, you're near and dear to, with the Montgomery County Cancer Association. That'll be held on Saturday, May 12th. So that campus out there is used a lot, not only just academically,
mm-hmm. but for community events as well.
But community-wide, mm-hmm. too. So if you see an event, go to the website, contact them, and like them on Facebook, maybe soon on Twitter.
And, thanks, Tobin.
You're welcome. Trying to coax you up the ladder a little bit more. As we come to a close, numbers once again that they can call to get information about Lincoln Land. What's the number?
324-2090.
And, of course, then they could also visit the website, llcc.edu. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. On this Wednesday, our guests this week was Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College. Uncle Ralph, next week, Will Tackerberry and Ray Kellenberger will be in. They're going to be talking about the Welcome Home Vietnam Vets Ceremony that will be held in Litchfield on the 30th and 31st.
And a very important function that they're having there for the Vietnamese veterans, because that was a very unfortunate time for a lot of our soldiers in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. And behave yourself throughout the week, and we'll see you next week.
I won't promise that, but I'll think about it.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Earl Sarles is next.